Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Has begun. I am Dave Lamorenzi, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Countdown to Super Bowl 55 is on. We've got a stacked program today. Brian Blessing.
Jingle
away, boys. Jingle away. Brian Blessing returns to the rotation. Get some of Blessing's best props for Super Bowl 55. Donnie Rightside, Rightside VP in the house. SBR Picks representing. Carmine Bianco. We'll hit the NHL card this evening with Carmine, and we'll get into the Super Bowl. We'll see what he has as far as Super Bowl props. And we've actually got a stacked night tonight, Cam. NBA, busy night. NHL, busy night. So, in other words, we've got a busy show.
Yeah, we do, buddy. Lots of picks. We're going to have a multiple picks. Probably me and you combined, maybe we'll hit the 50 club tonight. Who knows what's going to happen with all the parlays and live bets we put together, friend. But I will say this. Yeah, we're the Sterling Club tonight. Can we get to the Sterling Club? I think we can get there. There's a lot of NHL, NBA. You said a great college basketball games too. Baylor and Texas, that's a heavyweight matchup right there. Should be fun. And for all you people thinking about the Islanders game versus the Sabres, that would go off in 2 minutes. Postponed. COVID. They flew in late. Snowstorms in New York, so they're going to have to reschedule that game. That ruined the COVID protocols. Really looking forward to that one, Gabe. Oh. I like early action.
Oh, it was snowing in New York. It's really snowing. Can't deliver. It's snowing. If I've heard people, it's like, oh, it's a big snowstorm here. I saw Rex Chapman. Saw Rex Chapman today on Twitter. I like Rex Chapman. Great Twitter follow. Yeah. Former Kentucky standout. Great Twitter follow. He's one of the most successful Twitter guys out there, actually. So Rex Chapman on Twitter's got a video up, and he's marveling. He's like, snow plowing in Montreal is a work of art. It's like, I don't know, dude. It's a couple of dudes in a truck blowing snow on St. Catherine Street. It's like, you guys never seen snow before, huh? I saw a massive storm in New York. I'm like, it's not even to your ankle.
I grew up.
It was like literally on the side of the road was like 14 feet of snow. Like 14 feet. Like people would die. Type of thing.
Yeah.
The best part of Montreal is, Cam, the snow plows, they'll run your car over. They don't care.
Of course they will. Like, you're in the way.
They will. No, they literally, like, you were warned because it's all covered in snow. They can't really see. And it's not their problem, bro. And they almost love it. Damn! And I'll tell you what, the snow plow doesn't lose.
he's a winner. Great gambler. The snowplow, he always covers. You're right. He's always a winner.
I saw a story the other day, actually, in Toronto, guys, home of the Raptors, the tow truck wars. They can make a movie about this stuff. These guys, like, kill each other. Like they said, like, right out of a movie, like, Buddy will, like, break into someone's garage and tamper with the guy's brakes. They'll tamper with the brakes.
There's been guys who have been, like, murdered. Like, no, you said it. Like, they put sugar in the tank, cut brakes. Like, this is serious stuff. These guys hate each other. It's like mob wars, but it's tow truck. You want the service? You want to be the big guy on campus? Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, it's snowing. People can't get to the arena. Yeah, it's supposed to be snowing. It's hockey season, jackass. It's supposed to be snowing. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Lamorenzi, kicking it with the raging redhead Cam Stewart. So we've got a lot of games on the board tonight. Yet I'm seeing right now as we speak, and I've got 9 props here, Cam. All right? I've got nine props. Nine. So far, only nine. I didn't, and I'm not done. I've got nine so far. All right, basketball props. I didn't hit the send button yet. Yet I've got Kawhi Leonard in a couple of these props. Kawhi Leonard's off the board right now.
That's interesting. He just came back. So what's the deal? Him and George. Yeah, that is interesting. I got no idea. I'm not sure if he's hurt. What do I got right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and voided bets with the Islanders. So we're at a smooth 14 right now. We could do better.
Well, I've got 9 basketball props, and I only got through like the 7:30 games. Haven't even gotten into the NHL or the NBA sides, college basketball. It's too bad. I was actually looking forward to going very big on the New York Islanders. I was already. Same I was like, all right, this is it. We're putting 200 on the Islanders. Let's go.
Oh, I agree with you. I was actually going to go nuts. They were in every parlay, everything, Gabe. And last night I actually hit that parlay with Boston coming back and the Rangers. You know what? It's one for the good guys last night because we were down 3-0 in a game and we've been screwed before. And then, man, we talked about it live. I've never seen a team. Boston is unbelievable. It's like they do it on purpose. They go down and then they just like, okay, let's wake up and just destroy teams now. That's what they do. And remember we did the show, Gabe, +2 we took, but +540 live. Man, we could have made a killing on that game.
So we've got a bunch of big games tonight in the National Hockey League, as well as the National Basketball Association. So, you know, Kawhi Leonard, I don't know. Maybe they're just readjusting right now. I'm not seeing anything as far as Kawhi Leonard not playing in this basketball game. As I say to Kemp, like I've been going over the props all afternoon long, and I put them, like I clicked them, but I didn't put them in yet. You know what I mean? So I put them in the queue. I guess that's the way I'm putting it. Right? I put them in the queue. So I got a bunch of bets in the queue, but right now my Kawhi bets are frozen. So we'll get, but we got to, you know, this is a big, big, big story. Because I actually like the Clippers as well tonight. And it goes hand in hand. So I've got multiple props and a basketball side here that's up in the air. We're going to have to ask our research team if we can ask our crew what's going on. So in other words, listeners can help us out. Viewers, please. Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, Donnie Wrightside, Brian Blessing, Carmine Bianco. We've got a full house, so let's get right down to business right now. Let's bring in Donnie Wrightside, throwing it down. Countdown to the Super Bowl is on as Donnie's very excited for another Tom Brady Super Bowl. He was happy to see that Tom was able to get to his 10th Super Bowl. How you doing, Donnie?
Yeah, it's a great lead in there. Pretty much bizarro world because all I was doing tweeting during the game is, please, just no Tom Brady again in the Super Bowl. And I got my wish, Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again.
So, I'm in a weird spot here in a sense of, you know, whatever. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, and Tom Brady's not exactly on the top of my list as guys. I'm like, oh, it's great. Like, basically, it's like Mr. Burns winning the lottery, right? Yeah. Like, it's like he already has everything. Yeah, Kansas City just beat my Buffalo Bills. Should I take it personal? Yeah, no, I really don't, but I do and I don't. Like, so basically, I don't have a vested interest. Like, I can't tell you. Like, I'm not losing. I don't care. I'll just cut to the chase. I care about my bet. If Brady wins the 10th Super Bowl, it is what it is. If Mahomes wins again, it is what it is. So, whatever. You know what I mean? So, from a rooting interest, I can't really say, oh, I really hope this team wins. I really hope my bets win, Donnie.
Yeah, it's a tough scenario. And I actually got to ask you a question because it dates back a long time. The very first time the Eagles had this go around where we thought we were going to get to the Super Bowl being Eagles fans was when we lost in the last game at Veterans Stadium to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Gabe, I couldn't watch the Super Bowl. It was that painful. Now, I know the Bills got to a couple Super Bowls in the 90s. And we're older now. Is it that way for you where you're going to watch the game? Just because obviously being in the business, but no. I remember not being able to watch the game. I was so heartbroken back then. But again, talking about in my younger 20s.
You know, it's funny. Exactly. My emotions have changed a lot, Donnie. Like, like when the Buffalo Bills lost the Super Bowl to the Cowboys the last time, I was like angry and depressed for like 3 months. You know what I mean? Like I had a Bills jacket. I was at a pizza restaurant. Someone said, good game in the Super Bowl. Like I got in a fight. I was like, what? I turned around like, what? What'd you say? Like, you know what I mean? Like I was, like you said, I would hate the teams that beat us and all that type of stuff. Now, ask Cam. Cam was more upset about the Bills loss than I was. I was like, sorry, Cam.
I actually
like,
I was. Can't believe it. Yeah, I know.
I was like, you know, we did all right in the props. All right. You know, this good year. Move on. You know, I've always said, and I realize this as you get older, and I understand it, like the crazy passion and stuff. But you have to realize it's their life. It's not your life. You didn't win a Super Bowl.
Correct.
You didn't lose. Like, I didn't play in the AFC Conference Championship game and lose, right? Yeah. They did, right? We get too wrapped up in this. And I remember when I saw when the Red Sox won a World Series and a guy said, "Now, you know, this is the best thing that ever happened in my life." And, you know, I get it from a sports fan perspective. I'm thinking, man, you're 87 years old, and the best thing that ever happened in your life is like David Ortiz just got rid of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the best thing that happened in your life is a bunch of dudes that you don't know won a baseball series. You know what I mean? You know, like, it's an interesting, the fanatic and the fandom is interesting. But I am excited about the game from a football standpoint to see how it plays out.
No, I exactly am as well, because as much as I don't like Tom Brady getting there, there's a lot of really good points to bring up in the Super Bowl, because, you know, first team that's going to be at home for the Super Bowl being Tampa Bay, Tom Brady's 10th, is he going to be able to buck the trend, beat the young cat who already beat him earlier this season? There's a lot of really good things to look forward to. Again, we're not talking about a Super Bowl, the over is 39.5, and they're going to run up the middle.
How about this angle too, Donnie and Cam, it's not being brought up. Nobody is repeated as Super Bowl champions since Tom Brady. Since Tom Brady, and Mahomes can join that club as repeat Super Bowl champions. Doesn't happen often, Cam. We've got to go back to like 2003, 2004, 2005 seasons, whatever the hell it was, all the way back then, three, four seasons. Hasn't happened. How about this too, Cam? If Mahomes wins the MVP, he'll be the third quarterback in NFL history. Cam's the trivia king, Donnie. I can't pull a fast one past this guy. Like, I name like an obscure Christian college, and this guy's like Crusaders. Yeah. Like, he's like, you know, Cam's like
Alabama A&M.
Alabama
A&M.
All right, Cam. So, only two quarterbacks in NFL history have won back-to-back MVPs in the Super Bowl. Who are they?
Super Bowl MVP back-to-back.
Give me one.
Troy Aikman. And
no,
yeah, no, so.
It's okay. Impossible. You won't get it. It's impossible.
Okay, who? Oh, is it Bart Starr? Otto Graham and Bart Starr?
It is Bart Starr. Is
Bart Starr?
I told you,
Bart Starr. 15 years.
Yeah.
Well, so right, you had to tell me he was old, and then I kind of clue in. Dang. You know, my brain's a little bit messed up.
I didn't tell you anything. I said there was two guys that did it. I have to tell you what had happened.
Who was the second one? Maybe
Otto. What about Otto Graham? No, not so much.
Terry Bradshaw.
Wow. Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw was probably throwing for like 140 yards a game and getting the two. That's amazing.
That's a good point, Donnie. 142 yards and one touchdown, MVP.
Best game they ever saw.
And so we continue, Donnie. But like you said, there are a lot of like, not just sort of like, you know, we sort of make up these storylines for Super Bowls, but this one, Donnie, historic storylines. Historic. A seventh Super Bowl win. Mahomes, two Super Bowl wins already. Are you kidding me? Setting the records that he does, winning back-to-back Super Bowl MVPs maybe and all that. There's a lot of major storylines here, Donnie.
No, exactly correct. Because when you look from Tampa Bay's side, you always wanted to see like how Tom Brady would perform outside of New England. He goes to Tampa Bay. What doesn't even take him a year to acclimate, and they're in the Super Bowl. But also the bigger story, Cam, what happens if Kansas City gets this as their second Super Bowl back-to-back? This isn't a team that, boy, we put all our chips in the center hoping to win it this year. This is a team that's built long-term with a lot of major players on that team under big contracts over the next 5 years. This isn't just the end of something. This is the start of something. It could be two back-to-back very quickly turning into like 3 out of 4 years, 4 out of 5 years of championships.
Couldn't agree more. Think about the way football is going now. We had the Dallas dynasty. We had the San Francisco 49ers dynasties. It almost feels that way. There's only going to be a few teams involved. Buffalo's going to be right there. Kansas City's going to be there. In the NFC, maybe Green Bay, a couple more kicks at the can with Rodgers. But you know what? In years past, I think, wow, you know, 8 to 10 teams have a chance. The way I think about it now, Donnie and Gabe, it's like it's Kansas City, Buffalo, Green Bay, maybe Tampa Bay with Tom Brady for another year. That's the thing. It's actually been condensed, the teams that we see. It's a very good point that you bring up, guys. I agree 100%. Kansas City, they're not going anywhere.
Unfortunately, no, as a Buffalo Bill fan.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like lingering. Yeah.
I've asked it. Away. I have asked this before, actually, so I'll ask you first, Kev. When it's all said and done, how many Super Bowls do you think Mahomes wins in his career?
I'm going to say 5.
Donnie?
I'm going to go 4, which is amazing. Like Cam says 5, I say 4. Like, ooh, that is an amazing amount.
It was 4, I was going to say.
And it seems light, doesn't it? It seems light.
I know. It's like, we're saying it like it's nothing. 4, 5, man. Whatever.
Yeah. I know. Like you said, things change. You're right. Like, I think they're going to win this year. Like you said, they're going to be in the mix. It seems like to about 2024, 25, they're a load to deal with.
Yeah.
But the thing is, even if they go down, it's like, all right, you know, Kelsey gets a little older and whatever. Then in 3 years, guys, Hardman will be a star. In 2 years, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, Michael will continue. Mahomes will make everyone great around him. Guys, Mahomes is 25 years old. 25 years old. Brady's 43.
You know, think of it like that. You look at where these guys are going to want to tack on at the end of their career. So you might get the guy that says, I have 2 or 3 more good years left. I'll spend a little bit less money and go to Kansas City and play with this guy. They're going to have that type of advantage.
Yeah, but I'm with you, Donnie, guys. It's hard.
What do you think, 4 or 5?
Yeah, I was
10
thinking.
10 Super Bowls at least? Oh, that's from the Kansas City LTN crew. Your vote doesn't count, dude. 10.
No.
Parker, get bent.
I said last year that he'll win 3. I said these guys are going to win like 3 Super Bowls or something like that in the next 5 years type of thing. I think overall he might end up with 4. You know, I'm going to go with 4 as well. And that's amazing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabe Lamorenz. We're kicking with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. The countdown to Super Bowl 55 is on. We're kicking it on SiriusXM channel 204. All right, Donnie's with us just for another segment. Brian Blessing's going to be joining us from Las Vegas. We're jam-packed this week due to the Super Bowl. So I'll give you the floor here, Donnie. What are you playing as far as the Super Bowl is concerned? What do you have locked in right now? Any props catch your eye? What do you got?
Yeah, I haven't had a side locked in yet, but I can pretty much tell I'm going to be with Kansas City. I don't think, obviously, the line's going to 2.5. I certainly don't think it's either going to 3.5. So that's why I'm sort of slow playing it, just in case any of those weird injuries crop up this week, and we certainly know how much COVID impacts it. The one thing I'm actually waiting for, Gabe, is I'm usually an over player, but I see this 56 out here. And even last week on the show when we talked about what the weather conditions might be, it's Florida weather. Yesterday we had 16-mile-an-hour winds, Gabe. Today we're looking at like 11-mile-an-hour, and now the rain is starting to creep in. It's a championship game. It's not like college where you set it at 75 or 77, they can go over. I just think things, you know, compact a little bit, and that's so many points at 56.5. I'm actually leaning towards the under now in this game.
You know, I'm thinking more points. Listen, all one right. thing we've seen, Donnie, in these Super Bowls, guys, even that crazy New England-Atlanta game that was high-scoring in, scoreless after the first quarter. We've seen Super Bowls are slow. Look, four of the last five Super Bowls, there's been more points in the second half than there is the first half. I think it's going over, Donnie, but I can totally live with if you like the under, you play it now. You know, you get it to 57 or whatever, 56.5. But if you like the over, I can live, Cam, with waiting it out for the first few minutes of the game and then maybe getting a 51.5, a 52.5. And I remember because I crushed it and I called it perfectly. I said, guys, don't bet that the Patriots Falcons early. Wait. And it went all the way down to like 46.5, and it ended up in the 60s, Cam.
Yeah, I'll never forget that night, Gabe. I was hosting a bar gig there, and I remember some guy bet New England when they were down 31 points, and I'm like, he showed me the bet. I'm like, well, good luck to you. At the end of the night, the guy was like on his knees, like praising he won like, I don't know, like $31,000 or so. It was something stupid. But you're right. That game was really, really slow. Atlanta's defense was there, and once the Patriots started to come back, ding, 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 ding. I agree. I think in-game live is a great way to play it. That's just the thing. You get so many better numbers. Even in the sport of hockey that we found out last night, you're getting a team down a couple goals. They come back and win at over 5-1. It is a great way to play games. You don't have to have games before. And I do agree with you on one thing, Donnie. I don't think there's going to be as much points early in the game. It might get to the number, but I think it's going to be a real slow start, and Tampa Bay's defense is going to get on Mahomes early. Kansas City's notorious for starting a little slow.
I was talking about if you think it's going to be a lower scoring game than Dottie, so do you believe Tampa is going to try to run the ball a bit? Because I do.
I do.
But I don't think they're going to bleed. I don't think they're going to play keep away. They've got Tom Brady. They've got Mike Evans. They've got Chris Godwin. They brought in Antonio Brown, Gronkowski for a damn reason. They're not going to die. They're going to die on the sword. But at the same point in time, look, guys, you can't run on Tampa. Kansas City won't even bother trying. You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. Nobody can. It's 19 games in now. You can't run on them, all right? They give up 80 yards a game on the ground. And KC won't even try to bother. But I do believe that they are going to mix it up. I think it's going to be like a 50-50 mix, Donnie, with the play calling. I think there'll be a heavy dose of Fournette and Jones in this game to put Brady in those second and four, third and six situations.
I think it's a great call by you on that. And even when you look at the game last year, Gabe, we're talking about Kansas City had 10 points entering into the fourth quarter and ends up with 31. Yeah. It's amazing how those big guys up front, that pass rush comes early, but they're big guys. They might get winded late as they did last year, because if you're dropping back 45 times in a game, that's 45 pass rushes. You're going to have a lot more energy early. But getting back to your point on the Bucs running the football, I think it's a very astute point you bring up. You're not going to play keep away and beat the Chiefs. You're going to end up losing the game because that's playing to lose. But I can see a couple of those drives for Tampa Bay, Gabe, instead of having, you know, five plays, 75 yards and a touchdown, that turns into 12 plays and 13 plays and handing the football off. All it takes really is one drive for 7.5 minutes and come away with a field goal. You got that under.
They did that against the Packers, Ken.
New Orleans too. Yeah.
16 play drive. I remember once they settled for a field goal and it was like, oh, they held no field goal. Yeah, they also just ate up 6.5, 7 minutes, guys. Right. It was even longer. You know what it was? It was the start of the third quarter. It was the start of the third quarter. Remember, Green Bay got the ball. They got a quick tip interception. And Tampa, Cam, just took their time, bro, because it's the Super Bowl. It's not about – you know this, Donnie. It's not about being in a rush. It's about scoring, right? The thing is, every time we get the ball, we have to do, like, the best possible job that we can of executing, but we're not in a hurry to do it. It's about scoring, right? And also, as you stated, you can't like the old Bill O'Brien way. All right, we'll punt, we'll play it by the vest, and we've already eaten up 10 minutes, and we're not losing it. Yeah, and then they score in 10 seconds on your ass, right? Like, but like Tampa, Ken, you know what I'm saying? I can totally see it. Fournette for six, boom, and then they mix it up. Hey, there's Jones for a couple. Then suddenly Brady mixes it up. They're good play callers, man. Leftwich has done a nice job with the play calling along with Arians. I think, and listen, man, they put up 30 points a game, Tampa. I think they're going to be able to score, Donnie. I'm leaning with the over here. I still think that Fournette and Jones are both going to be active. And, guys, Fournette has caught 14 balls out of the backfield in the three playoff games, 5-5-4. He caught three earlier in the season when he wasn't even playing well. Take Leonard Fournette over receptions, guys.
Another thing is people don't remember. Go back to the Saints game. Tampa Bay special teams ranks at the bottom of the NFL. I think currently going into that game, they were 26, and they were giving up huge chunk plays in that game, and it still stayed under the number. That's the thing. You had all these guys. New Orleans is starting on short fields and stuff, and like, okay, whatever. You settle for three. We're not scared. Turnover. These things happen in that game. So I know people just think they're going to get together and it's going to be a lot of gunslinging. I agree, Gabe. I'd play it live. And when you start to feel that vibe for Kansas City, because early in the game, I think Tampa Bay is going to come out and hit Mahomes a lot early and often. Donnie said it. Their motors are going to be running on the defensive line. And then Kansas City just has that propensity to come back. I remember being on San Francisco in that Super Bowl, couldn't even cover a teaser when they went nuts in the last 10 minutes.
What else catches your eye, Donnie? What else are you kicking the tires on right now?
Yeah, I like some of these prop bets coming in, just taking a look. Like some, you know, because we all have the ones like, hey, you know, Mike Evans over, you know, 65 yards or whatever it would be. But I like the ones that get a little bit more intricate, like Patrick Mahomes, third quarter passing touchdowns over a half. The reason I look at this is I love the way Andy Reid has scripted the start football games. Let's just say they don't start the football game, but they get at the end of the half. We said that's not the same thing. The first drive in the first half will be scripted. I get that. But you have the extended 25-minute halftime where if you're getting the football out of the break in the second half, you're going to have 6 to 7 plays dialed up and rehearsed in the locker room by the time you come out. I think Mahomes throws a touchdown in the third quarter. And one of my favorite ones is Scotty Miller on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They always list him low, like his first catch is going to be 5.5 yards or 6.5 yards. If he catches a pass, it's going to be downfield. So it's listed at 8.5 yards for the Super Bowl. I like him over. And one more just by what the announcers are saying. I see this one getting a lot of steam here. Baby Goat, if they say it on the telecast. I can see, you know, Tony Romo starting to go, hey, look at this. It's the Goat versus the Baby Goat, Jim. Here it is. We're going to line up in Tampa Bay. I'm excited. That's plus 700 right now listed. I'm going with Baby Goat as my long shot being said on the telecast.
Great pick. Oh, say they might say it multiple times. Guys love that
stuff.
There you
go. Double down.
I like where you're going, Donnie, with the quarter bet here. How about this? This is as far as the most valuable player is concerned, as far as quarterbacks, all right? Yeah. MVP, Super Bowl, so 8 of the last 11 MVPs have been quarterbacks. So fourth quarter is key. Since 2001, only Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes last year have been named the Super Bowl MVP after throwing a fourth quarter interception. In addition, almost half of the Super Bowl MVP winning quarterbacks over the last 19 years, 7 of 11 of them, threw for more than 100 yards in the fourth quarter. Like this is when the action starts to happen. The third and the fourth quarter, I think it starts to open up a bit in the second. And I'll tell you what, guys, talking about that first quarter, starting off slow and Tampa running the ball a little bit, they were down 17-0 in a blink of the eye in that game, right? Tyreek Hill had like 210 yards on their ass right away.
Yes, he did.
You know, that's one thing they're going to want to avoid. We can't fall behind early, guys. So if Tampa gets the ball first, Cam, they're not throwing a bomb right away, bro. They're going to hand the ball up. They're going to want to get the ball and eat up 6-7 minutes. Like I said, they're not scared, but they're also not stupid. Tampa Bay don't want to get into a 41-38 Super Bowl.
No. And another thing is Tom Brady doesn't want to have anything longer than 3rd and 6. That's the thing that you talk about it. The running game will set up easy, manageable, third down plays. And if they're short, they can go for it on fourth down. Like a 4th and 13, it's advantage Kansas City in those type of situations with Mahomes' magic, his ability to run even with the steel plate in his shoe to do things. Tampa Bay needs to be efficient on 1st and 2nd down, set up easy things. Then they can take their shots downfield. But I think running game, they're going to go old school with these guys and try to beat them up, turn it into a street fight. That's their strategy.
All right, MVP. Donnie, you playing the MVP? You remember when me and Donnie was a great time, great football memory. We were in Costa Rica. Me and Donnie did a live broadcast, Super Bowl weekend, bunch of shows from Costa Rica. Donnie's Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. I was happy because I hate Brady, and I bet on the Eagles. And remember, I got a number earlier in the week, Donnie. Remember I showed you a pick? I got Nick Foles, MVP, plus 650. And I was like, man, if the Eagles win, Nick Foles has to play well. And he hit it plus 650. So I'm a big fan of this. Mahomes is, you know, it's like minus 105 right now at FanDuel. Brady's plus 200. I will be playing Mahomes to win the MVP. But how about this, guys? And I didn't even know this. 80% of the MVP. Who votes on the MVP?
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Media. Well, who in the media? 16 members of the Professional Football Writers of America and 20% determined by fans online. I didn't know this. I got to find out where I can vote because I'm going to be voting Mahomes all day. Mahomes. All right, Donnie, 20 seconds. Final Super Bowl thoughts. Kansas City going to win?
I think Kansas City is going to win this football game. I really do. I think it will be close, but I don't think it's going to be within the spread in the fourth quarter. I think Kansas City is going to carry that 7 all the way through, guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. I am Gabe Morenci, kicking it with the raging redhead Cam Stewart. Countdown to Super Bowl 55 is on. We do have a ton of games to get to, and I got a ton of picks this evening. Fortunately, the NBA is in 7:30 mode. I actually like it. It gives us time to lay it down. We do have Toronto and Orlando coming up at 7. We've got some hockey games, so we'll get to some hockey picks before 7 o'clock as well. Let's bring in a man that knows the pucks as well as anybody else, and it's interesting. Let's bring in Brian Blessing right now, old friend of the program. Giggle away, boys. How you doing, Brian? Great to see you. What's up, Blessing?
Happy anniversary. This is our, you know, this is our 15th anniversary. I moved here in 2005 in January. I was here 2 weeks, and you two wing baskets, we started doing stuff together every day. Happy anniversary.
Wow. Happy it's been 15 years. Wow. That's amazing. So speaking of time, and you know, you look great. You look the same. You don't age. I think you're like, I think you're like a character from Star Trek that's really like 480. Yeah. You're fooling us all. Well, you're from another planet.
The salt, the nicotine, and the alcohol keeps everything at bay.
Yeah. The casino, that fresh casino air in Vegas keeps you healthy. But listen, Brian, I brought this up earlier. I said Patrick Mahomes, if he wins the MVP, there's only two quarterbacks that have ever won consecutive MVPs in the Super Bowl. I said Terry Bradshaw and Bart Starr. And incidentally, I understand you were at that Bart Starr game, weren't you, actually, Brian? So why don't you tell us about it?
Yes. Yeah, my social security number is 19. Go ahead. I can play the old guy jokes. I got it covered.
I couldn't resist. Crazy thing is,
speaking of the MVP, I was thrilled. The one joint out here had him in the field, and I'm like, I took a shot. I got him 175-1. Took up a flyer. Cam will love this. Danny Sorensen to be the MVP. Pick six, strip sack for a fumble, low score. Hey, I had Von Miller at 25-1. Every blue moon, a defender gets it. I mean, that's why he's 175-1, Cam.
Yeah, I agree. No.
You hit your Sorensen tackles and all the other stuff, that Super Bowl we had where we're watching the waste managers get wasted before the game. I remember.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, listen, Mahomes is 105, Brady's plus 200. Tyreek Hill has to be taken into consideration at 14-1.
It's a good
and
price.
I'm thinking. If you're thinking Tampa, I don't know. Devin White comes up with the game of his life, blessing. Yeah. 14 tackles, interception return.
Him or Shaq Barrett?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, taking a swing at it, I heard you in the previous segment, Gabe. I gotta tell you, buddy. I got to take a different tack. The Chiefs are 78.5 yards rushing in this game for a team. And you got the Williams kid. Forget Le'Veon Bell. You got Williams and Edwards-Helaire. There's no tomorrow. So Mahomes will be running. And you're going to get, you know, one or two carries from Hill. He's good for 6, 7, 8 yards easy on the one, but he can bust one. And Hardman got a 51-yard end around last week. I like that over. I'm getting five guys to go over. You know,
I mean, they may not be hammering the rock, but.
No, it's a good
point. It's a great point that you just raised, actually, Brian, that KC are one of the few teams that do this, and they do it a couple of times a game, with the pitch behind the line of scrimmage. Other teams don't have Nicole Hardman that runs that fast, or Tyreek Hill. It's a great point, Blessing. Those are rushes, actually. Because I was saying traditionally running the ball against Tampa, you can't do it. But it's a great point that you raise. Dude, Hardman popped one against you and me, Blessing, as we know.
51 yards. And the point is, the odds maker, sometimes they're telling you, because all the props are correlated, the over-under minus a dime either way is 4.5 Chiefs to carry the football. So forget Le'Veon Bell. They're telling you that it's Williams, Edwards-Helaire, Mahomes, and Hill.
Hardman and Hill.
But 4.5, and it's minus a dime either way, they're telling you that Hardman's going to get a carry too.
I like where you're going with this, Brian. I like where. So what about some of these props, the player props? Have you got into them at all? Because you talk about it. I don't have a problem with this. And, Cam, I don't know who brought it up on the show. You know, we've talked these props so much. But talking about the rushing yard props of these Kansas City Chiefs guys, they're both so low. Williams is 29.5. And Helaire is 30.5. Come on, man. Between the like, if you play both of them over, they both could go over. At least one of them will go over. It's a great point as far as the team total rushing yards, Blessing. But how do you feel about the specific rushing back props?
You got to go with Williams because Edwards-Helaire, one tackle and they roll and twist. He's got a high ankle sprain. I mean, Williams last week, we saw it, Gabe, against the Bills. Edwards-Helaire wasn't effective. Williams ended up being the guy. But, you know, when I look at this game, as painful as that was for both of us last week, Gabe, the low-hanging fruit, everybody, Josh Allen, the stage was too big. Every time they showed an overhead shot, not one Bill-wide receiver was open. It was blanket coverage. That hadn't happened to the Bills all year long. Allen had nowhere to throw the football. And if the Chiefs could get to Allen, many of those were coverage sacks, and he's elusive. They know where Brady's going to be. I mean, you know they're coming at him like a house on fire. And I know Brady gets rid of it pretty quick. But a couple of times the Packers got to him, and he was throwing it off his back foot up for grabs. I think Brady throws a few picks in this game too.
Ooh, Brady throws some. Oh, I'll tell you what. I've already put my bet in. I laid some juice to do it, but I went over 3.5 sacks, Brian, because everybody talks about Tampa's pass rush. They got to Rodgers 5 times, and he gets rid of the ball as quick as Brady does, essentially. But as you stated, they had 4 sacks against Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is mobile, Cam. Brady is not. Yeah. People don't realize that. Jones gets there fast. KC get there fast. And another point is, and a lot of our guests have brought this up, smart football people, about Spagnuolo and that secondary. They are good at confusing you. Brady's going to be able to figure it out. But KC's defense is better than realized. But, Cam, the sack prop is a good one at 3.5, late in price. I even like it at 4.5. I prefer to 3.5. But KC can get to the quarterback, too.
How many for total sacks for both teams? Because I got to believe Mahomes hits the deck a lot too. I don't care. I don't care how mobile he is. You saw what Tampa Bay did to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is a slippery guy. Mahomes, sure, he might escape a couple times, but the thing about Rodgers was he was down before these plays even began. I'm like, whoa, man, they get to the quarterback fast. So yeah. I would say I would like sacks over on both sides, over for the game as well. It sounds – what do you think, Brian? Me and Gabe are laughing about this one. Brady's rushing yards is a half. Will he get 1 yard rushing? No, no, you
can't
don't
do
like it.
I can't. No, do no, it. No, no. And I'll tell you why. Because I lost. Okay. I lost the bet last year, Cam. I had Mahomes rushing yards. He won the bet, and then he knelt down a couple
kneels,
of times.
Yeah.
And I lost. If Brady gets the 1 yard, it's going to be a quarterback sneak. So he gets a yard. If Tampa Bay wins the game, he's kneeling down, and he's going to lose two or three at the end of the game. You're juggling grenades with the pins out playing that one.
Yeah, you're right.
So what do you think – who are you leaning with the game? Because basically, if you play that play, I don't think Tom Brady's going to be in the victory formation, but is
exactly.
He? Is this a close game in your opinion? Donnie Wrightside was just with us. He said – he was the first one. Everybody I have had on. I've had a lot of good guys on, a lot of smart guys, all right? You know, Rex Ryan was on, actually, the other night. Brian, I thought of you, old Coach Rex. but we've had, like, a bunch of guys on. Everybody says close game. Donnie's the first guy, Cam, that says, you know what? KC's just going to pull away in this game in the fourth quarter. What's your opinion? Is it a close game, Brian?
Honestly, I hope it's a great game, but I was leaning boat race, to be honest with you. Gabe, if you throw the Chargers game out at the end where they sat everybody, these guys are 14-1. And all season long, they were like a kitten playing with a ball. You know, they're just letting everybody hang around, and then they'd win. And they're peaking at the right time. I mean, what they did to the Bills, nobody else did to the Bills all year long. Spagnuolo's got the defense flying around. And come on, their offense is a video game. It's a great story. It is amazing. Brady getting them back here. You know, the one thing that might be different, teams are nervous in the first quarter, you know, that 7-8 minute feeling out thing where the jitters. Well, Mahomes has been here and Brady lives in this game. Maybe the points come flying right out of the gate.
Ugh, I'm betting more points in the second half.
I don't like the sounds of this. People are talking boat races and Tampa being screwed. I got these guys in teasers all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, God, help me. I don't need another Super Bowl like last year, Brian. Remember, Gabe, me and Brian are in Vegas. We lose a golf tournament. Guy hits a 30-foot snake. We're going to win $2,000. We go to a playoff and lose. And then this guy pats me and Vizy and Vince on the back and goes, great win, Niners, that stupid idiot that you know. And then Kansas City scored like 20 innings. I wanted to kill that guy. I had to work blackjack 24/7 to get my money back. Oh,
I'll tell you what, Cam. Maybe there's a common denominator. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're a black cloud. So I'll tell you what. Do the Coyote Howl, kid. Get all the money tonight. Ooh, and the Coyotes.
We'll get to some hockey picks in a second here. I was just thinking, O'Brien, earlier in the week or last week, I was like, I'm sort of seeing a 34-28 game, 34-27 type of game. I'm sort of in that ballpark. I'm thinking maybe a little higher now, 34-30. But it's like 34-23 and the Bucks score late and they make it 34-30 type of thing. But I
watch
think it's
the
going
weather,
over there.
Guys. Watch the weather. I've seen three different forecasts for this game. Thunderstorms in the afternoon, scattered thunderstorms.
It's supposed to clear by local time, by kickoff.
Okay, yeah, I just say buyer beware. Keep an eye on it. You've seen the sky open in Tampa Bay. I mean, it's Monsoon City.
So, Brian, listen, a couple of props that I've already put in, and I'll share with you guys. And I usually don't put them in this early, actually, but I figured, you know what, I like them, and I don't think the number is going to go the other way. So I already played over 3.5 sacks in this game. Hard to disagree with that, right?
Like it.
All right. How about this one, guys? Over 4.5 touchdown passes combined. Five. It doesn't even matter. Like if one of the wide receivers throws a touchdown.
Yeah.
So five touchdowns. How about this? Brady has thrown for 2 or more touchdowns in 10 straight games. Brady's thrown 7 touchdowns in 3 playoff games. 3 versus the Packers, 2 versus the Saints, 2 versus Washington. Brady and Mahomes both threw 3 touchdowns last week. Mahomes had 3 TD passes versus the Bills. 42 on the season. I mean, come on, guys. The total is 56.5. Right. How the hell is there not going to be 5 touchdown passes?
All right. If you like that one, you'll love this one. Over 3.5 bucks to score, plus a dime. You get the kicker. You get Brady. You get the running backs, the wide receivers. It includes two-point conversions. But they're projected to get 26.5 points. Four different bucks score. I kind of like that one, plus a dime.
Four different. Interesting. And the kicker counts, huh? And a kicker counts.
Kicker counts and two-point conversions.
Interesting.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Right, I'm playing, I'll share all my picks in more depth after, but I played Mahomes long pass over 39.5. Feels light to me. And I played Brady long pass over 39.5. He's 6-2.
I like that.
He's had, Cam, they've had Brady 6-2 to the over 39.5 in the last 8 games, including last week. He hit a long one to Godwin, was a hell of a catch.
He's on fire.
More of a blessing on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Business continues. Hi, I'm Gabe Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and our old friend, Brian Blessing. People always ask, how come Blessing doesn't come more on often? I said, hey, we try. He's the king of Vegas. He's like the king of hockey in Vegas.
Wait, we try. I can't get rid of Cam, and you're like D.B. Cooper. I can't track you down.
I'm turning during this pandemic, I'm turning into Howard Hughes, just staring out my window all the time.
Exactly.
That's another story. All right, let's get into I don't know if you can hang around for a couple more minutes after Blessing, because we got a quick 2-minute segment
and sure.
2-minute sports update. But what about the 7 o'clock hockey? We actually have a lot of hockey coming up. Fortunately, they don't really drop the puck till about 7:08. But what do you think about the hockey card tonight, Blessing? What catches your eye?
Real quick, Arizona checks so many boxes. First game of a road trip, get a trip off to a good start. They had 3 days off. They get a practice, which nobody gets anymore. St. Louis got a practice when the game got canceled in Vegas. They went and killed Anaheim. And it's the Blues' first game home from a long road trip. Box, box, box. Everything checks Tampa Bay or Arizona. A big pooch. Cam, I know you like Vancouver, Montreal under, but I just want you to know the Canadians just scored in warm-ups.
I can't do it.
They're pretty damn good. I know.
I had the under last night, Brian, because I'm a moron.
Four
times in the last 9 days. All four have gone over. I'm not betting the under here.
I'm just saying it's a perfect sneaky under spot tonight at 6.5 with Demko and Allen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment, though. I'm the guy who's still betting on the Islanders. Thank God for COVID. I would have lost
digging.
Here are the goalies for tonight. So our boy Wedgwood versus Tristan Yari. Oh, that's canceled as well.
Canceled.
Jake Ottinger. It's backup night today, though. We got Jake Ottinger and Corpusalo this evening. Mm-hmm. Demko versus Allen, as Cam mentioned. James Reimer confirmed for the Canes. Lankinen going for the Blackhawks. I tell you what, guys, the Blackhawks have been a good under team.
And yes, no, will Anaheim and LA score a goal?
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.